2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good morning. KSL News Time is 8 o'clock. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes, Amanda Dixon with The Morning Off. And our top story is a developing story. A person riding a bicycle is dead, and the Front Runner system seeing major delays after that bike rider was hit by a train just south of the Central Station in Salt Lake City this morning. KSL News Radio's Adam Small has been on the scene, has the very latest for us now. Adam?
Tim, big-time delays for UTA this morning as this area just south of the Central Station near 4th South 6th West has been lit up with emergency lights since about 6 o'clock this morning. The train has been in place and deboarded since this crash. UTA Police Chief Dallin Taylor on scene says a man riding a bicycle was hit by the Front Runner while trying to cross the tracks.
He was in the Union Pacific Yard, then crossed over to our lines, and he rode his bicycle. It looks like he's trying to access 600 West here, and he rode across the access road, didn't see or hear the train coming, and was struck by the train.
Taylor says that's an area the person was not supposed to be in that place at the time. People go over in that area are technically trespassing. Police are now working on identifying this person. We'll bring you any updates as soon as we get them. Live from the scene, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Utah's governor has signed a bill that adds another layer to domestic violence investigations. Law enforcement will now be required to ask people a series of questions when they respond to domestic violence calls. Lieutenant Governor Deidre Henderson was a big advocate for the bill after her cousin was killed by her ex-husband last August after not getting a lethality assessment in her case.
That is something that is far too prevalent in our state, and something that is entirely preventable. And we've got to do better to prevent those homicides.
The law also creates a database of these assessments to track repeat offenders. Remember, if you or someone you know is a victim of domestic violence, there is help available. You can call the 24/7 Utah Domestic Violence Link line at 1-800-897-LINK. That spells out 5465. Actress Gwyneth Paltrow will be in court in Park City today. She's being sued after a man claims that she ran into him while skiing and left him with four broken ribs and a brain injury. Paltrow filed a counterclaim saying the man hit her from behind while she was following her kids. The trial is scheduled to take about 8 days. A former Utah State graduate student suing the school saying his professor made inappropriate comments about his Haitian descent. Greg Noel says he told the school and they did nothing about it.
There was zero accountability for this individual. There was no closure. There was no attempt of, reform. There was nothing.
Utah State responded to reporter questions about the case, saying it followed its non-discrimination policy, procedures, and process. The school went on to say they worked with Noel one-on-one to hear his concerns and provided supportive measures. Now our top national stories this hour. Will Donald Trump become the first former president to be indicted on criminal charges? It's a question causing a lot of concern politically and for security reasons in the Big Apple.
President Trump's Secret Service team and the NYPD are now discussing how they will handle a possible indictment, including fingerprinting and having the former president pose for a mugshot.
ABC's Jim Dolan says security barriers have been put up near the courthouse. The district attorney has been investigating Mr. Trump illegally paying out hush money payments. People supporting the former president also gathering, trying to make their voices heard.
It really seems like it's a political hatchet job. It does. It just seems like it's a real got you moment to try to thwart him from a 2024 run.
Patrick Foley is among those gathered in Lower Manhattan, just outside the courthouse where the former president's arraignment could occur. Let's get that first look traffic check here. If you're still making your way in this morning, here's Andy.
Well, we've got the crash at 123rd South and I-15 in Draper. That's got traffic back to Point of the Mountain. We still have slowdowns along SR-92 because of an earlier commuter lane closure going towards I-15 from the Highland Alpine side of things. A crash on the on-ramp from 2100 North to South 15 still affecting drivers, but a lot of delay on 2100 North itself. We've also got Davis County traffic still slow both directions in Layton and Kaysville, but now it's getting better on the northbound side and just staying the same on the southbound side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on kslpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.